We're having a lot of fun with our Sense of Place visit to Baltimore today, and we want to thank our friends at WTMD for leading us through the music in Baltimore. And Eric Dethridge, who does the morning show at WTMD, is here to kind of take a look at Baltimore's musical past. We've been playing a few things during the show today, but Eric, you seem to have a unique vision on Baltimore's music scene. Can I just say off the top, when one thinks of Baltimore, one does think of John Waters and kind of weirdness. Does that define in any way what Baltimore's music scene is?
Oh, yeah. I think you have to sort of start with weird and bizarre. You know, we embrace that. You know, if Austin didn't have Keep Austin Weird, we probably would we would have come up with that eventually.
Cool. So you've got a variety of things. What do you want to start off with?
Well, I guess since everything starts with kind of John Waters in people's minds when they think of Baltimore, I suppose we'll do one of his sidekicks. That would be Harris Glenn Milstead, but we know her a lot better as Divine, star of many John Waters movies. And, you know, of course, she was the drag queen in those films. And I think a lot of folks probably know her for an infamous scene involving some doggy doo-doo, to put it mildly. Yeah. But she did some kind of bawdy music, too, and I think that kind of sets the stage for Baltimore's weird scene. A little brashy, a little trashy. Her song, Born to Be Cheap, Divine.
Cheap. As sure as this trash, I was born to be cheap. I was born to be helpless, I was born to be cold. I was born to never do what I'm told. I was born to be shallow, wasn't born to be deep. But of all the things, I was born to be cheap. Cheap, cheap. I was born to be cheap, cheap. A child no mother could keep cheap. As sure as there's trash, I was born to be cheap.
I was born to be cheap.
I was born to be crass, a loud, ratty talent. No one can accuse me of having a heart. I was born to be fast, no promises I keep. I don't do it twice with anyone. Get cheap, cheap, cheap. I was born to be cheap, cheap. As I'm walking down the street, cheap. I'm always too much. I was born to be cheap. I was born to be helpless. I was born to be cold. I was born to never do what I'm told. I was born to be shallow. Wasn't born to be deep. Of all the things I was born to be, I'm cheap.
That is Divine, yes, on record, and as one of the picks of Eric Dethridge, who's leading us through some of the history of Baltimore's music today. And you were telling me that she at this moment is not very far away from you.
Well, yes, and we have to give love to our neighbor here at WTMD. We are located in Towson, which is the county seat of Baltimore County, just outside the city limits. And right next to us is Prospect Hill Cemetery, and that just happens to be where Divine is buried. She died March 7th, 1988. John Waters visits Divine quite often here, and so that's where she is. So we feel definitely an affinity for Divine here at WTMD, no doubt.
Where did you dig that up? That is must be a rare recording.
Yeah, that's a rare one. It's hard to find if you dig up iTunes and look for a version of Born to Be Cheap. Usually you hear a live version, which it's a little bit rough, but this one has got some studio tricks to it, and she sounds, I think, quite smashing.
Absolutely. All right. What else you got?
Well, we go from, you know, somebody that's got kind of a rough-sounding voice to one that's got a butter-smooth, just a wonderful voice that we sure do miss as well, and that is Cass Elliott. And her version of Dream, A Little Dream of Me. And many folks may not know that Cass is definitely from Baltimore. She was born Ellen Naomi Cohen. And she was born here. Now, she grew up in D.C., but in 1973, not too long before she passed away in London, she was given the keys to the city, and our mayor, William Donald Schaefer, actually dubbed it Cass Elliott Day. And this song is so sweet, just sort of post mamas and papas. And there's if you look at YouTube, you can find a really sweet clip of Cass singing this song to Tommy Smothers of the Smothers Brothers, where literally they're in bed and she's kind of serenading him. It's a little bit of a lullaby, but every time he falls asleep, she hits a high note and he wakes up. It's actually quite amusing, but it just sort of illustrates the talent of Cass Elliott, and we're so sad that we lost her.
Keep pouring up from one wet and now to sing this lovely bell. Here is Mama Cass.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Da 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 da
That is Dream a Little Dream of Me, the great singer originally with the Mamas and Papas who passed away many years ago, kind of sadly. That is Cass Elliot. And Eric, that is something I did not know, that she was from Baltimore. That is pretty amazing.
Her mom, David, worked at the Social Security Administration, which is right here in Baltimore. And her dad was an early purveyor of what we now know as food trucks. He sort of had his own mobile food business and took that to D.C. So pioneering parents, I guess, in a way, too.
Wow. All right, we're playing music in Baltimore's musical background, and we're getting the picks today from Eric Deathridge, who's the morning show host on WTMD, our affiliate station there. And so far, this is great. What do you got? What else you got?
Well, David, the obvious one, and one that kind of makes us in Baltimore stick our chest out a little bit. You know, we all saw Fast Times at Ridgemont High probably in the 80s, Spicoli and company, and I admit the music video for this makes them maybe look a little bit like Loverboy, but they made listening to rock radio in Baltimore sound as romantic as Springsteen's New Jersey. We're talking about the Ravens, spelled with a Y, and predating our football team, Raised on the Radio.
Raised on the radio.
Raised on the Radio, Baltimore is the Ravens, and as Eric Dethridge points out, no, not the football team. All right, you got something more on the rock end of things?
Yeah, psychedelic rock end of things, I would say, and I think this is a really inspired choice. This is a band that has a devoted, almost religious following among their fans. They are a cult band, no doubt. They are a Lungfish. One of the big bands, one of the sort of the elder statesmen of DC's famous Discord Records, who of course had Fugazi and Minor Threat, Ian McKay of Fugazi, founded the label back in the early 80s. In fact, Lungfish, they were on Discord for some 27 years, and it's led by Daniel Higgs, kind of a reclusive guy. And doesn't do many interviews, doesn't reveal a whole lot. But I think that this band sort of set the way for other bands that had this sort of ethos of almost shunning fame and fanfare for the sake of the song, for the sake of art. I think it's a Baltimore ethic in music. I think that's embodied by bands like Beach House and Dan Deacon and Y Oak to a certain extent, too. And I think that they really are the purveyors of that kind of blue-collar musical ethic in Baltimore that we're real proud of here. It's Lungfish on Discord Records. Joan Jett later covered this song. You can find a cool version of that floating around online. This is Lungfish and Friend to Friend in End Time.
Friend to friend in the end time.
More rock and roll from Baltimore with Lungfish, Friend to Friend in End Time. Another pick from Eric Dethridge, who's taking us back into the history of Baltimore music, and that one goes back to the 1980s on Discord Records, an incredibly important label at the time, and still so in a lot of ways. All right, that's that. We got the rock end of things. We've got the kind of campy end of things. We got Cass Elliott. What are we missing?
We're missing some soul, David. We got to get some soul in the mix. And Baltimore's got it. In fact, we recently had a concert that we put on where we brought back some soul musicians from the 60s and 70s who had chart hits but largely been unheard of for a number of years, including Winfield Parker and the Softones. But the one we want to really focus on today is a band named after a theater in West Baltimore. That was one of those theaters like the Apollo in New York, of course, the Uptown in Philly, which I'm sure you're familiar with there, David.
Mm-hmm.
The Howard in D.C. that was part of the Chitlin Circuit. That was the Royal Theater on Pennsylvania Avenue here in Baltimore. And back in the day, it was just one of the hottest places for music around. James Brown, Cab Calloway, they all played there. And this group of four teenagers that went to high school in West Baltimore took their name after that. They are called the Royalettes. And featuring Sheila Ross, who we brought back for that concert. It's a song that was covered by Laura Nero fairly famously, and more famously so by Denise Williams, as in Let's Hear It for the Boy Denise Williams back in 1982. She had a chart hit with it. But let's go back to the original, the Royalettes out of Baltimore. It's Gonna Take a Miracle.
Too blind to see you letting me go. Now that you've set me free, it's gonna take a miracle. Thank you.
Sheila Ross, the Royalettes, with a song that definitely had legs from there, the original version of It's Gonna Take a Miracle. That is great. Well, thank you for delving into the archives and pulling these out. It's really, really been fun. A little look at the history of Baltimore music. Eric Deathridge is the host of the morning show on our affiliate WTMD there. And Eric, thank you so much for this.
Yeah, David, pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.